Good morning. Welcome to Christ Lutheran Church. Glad to have you all here this morning. Welcome to all our visitors, and we're grateful to have you with us here today. A couple things. First, if you're visiting with us and haven't been around, for those of you who are here, I know I sound like a broken record. I guess we can still say records. I still have some. Don't have a way to play them. If you pull the bulletin into two pieces, it's easier for you to use. This is the liturgy section. Otherwise, sometimes people miss when we go to page 3 for prayer of the day and prayer for the world. This is all your information as well. In that information section on top, you would have seen this dedication for the school supplies. We will dedicate all the school supplies for Lake Ware Middle School, some for the Domestic Violence Center. That is a basket that represents some of the items which have already been delivered. School begins on August 10th. I believe, Cindy, the teachers show up this week. Is that correct? So they gave us a really good thank you, as well as gave us some more things they wanted. We feel the need. Did you notice the new stained glass window? Aren't you loving the way the sun is hitting the Holy Scriptures that are alive and well? The other two are still under construction for these other two windows. One represents holy baptism, and the other represents holy communion. As soon as Daniel of Daniel's stained glass is done, they'll be in. Did you notice anything different about up front here, for those of you who have been around? Bob and the choir, I understand, assisted, was able to get the organ that doesn't work and parts haven't been made for 20 years out and on to the distribution center. Hopefully they'll harvest the electronics out of it. And I told them, that looks nice, but remember, if we add musicians, they're going to have to shift over. So keep asking. We'd like to have a drummer, maybe a guitar player, bass player, those kind of things. Just keep asking around. Please do that for us. Update on masks. Most of you already know about the Delta variant. It has been deemed to be as contagious as chicken pox. If you'd like to wear a mask in here, there's no mandate. Please do. If you have underlying conditions, it would be a wise thing to do. The vaccination rates in Florida are trickling up, but Florida itself remains at 61% vaccinated, so quite a few, very populated state not. Lake County made a big jump to 59%, so more people are participating. Marion County moved from 50% to 53% vaccinated, which is a good thing. And Sumter stuck on 69%. I don't know why. They've been there for a long time. So that comes, the guidance from the CDC and the Florida Department of Health is where I get those numbers. The messenger, if you didn't pick it up, please get one on the white table out there, the fellowship hall. If you didn't get it and you're supposed to get it by email, please call the office and let Michelle know. It gives us no error messages. Sometimes it's in your spam folder, but you never know. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't, but you can always get a hard copy. So thank you for giving blood last week, those of us who were able. I was the last one on the bus. The verbiage that was up on the screen said 11 tried, 2, 9 donated, but actually I believe it's 11 donated. There may have been more than tried. So that's really good for July with so many people traveling and not here. So they will be back. Their goal was 10. Once again, we filled the need. How about that? If you're a member of social ministry, you're having a meeting this Tuesday. Of course, property meets Monday as scheduled normally, as well as finance Thursday. Social ministry here, 10 o'clock. If you'd like to find out more about what social ministry does, this is the perfect time to come. They are having lunch. There you go. If that doesn't make you want to show up, I don't know what is. But believe it or not, they're getting ready and getting prepared to start doing everything for the angel tree. So we have the angel tree gifts ready to go in time for Christmas. So we're going to be starting to do that. So give Cindy and the social ministry team a big amen. Raise your hand, Cindy. If you want to talk to Cindy afterwards, we are always looking for healthy bodies to help. It's a big team, but a big effort to keep everything going. Final announcement today, continuing on with the Nazi flag that's flying not too far from here, just off of 42. I talked to Robin in Marion County up there. She is a division manager for all things like that, and we're making some headway. I read 60 pages that you know I don't like to read of documentation on what Marion County allows for signs, which includes flags, flagpoles, There is a size restriction. There is a placement restriction. There is an amount of flags you can display. So they have somebody from this area who's going to go out and make a report. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed and continuing to pray that something comes out of it. But the county, I have this individual house on their radar as well. So she would like to see it come down, but she knows she guys, you're going to have to figure that out because I'm not doing anything. She knows that she's bound by the First Amendment rights of individuals as well. So, but we'll see. You know, God just says, keep knocking. Keep knocking. Pray for no wind to hit the house because then you can't see it. We're going to take a quiet minute to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. We continue with the apostolic greeting. You'll find that on page 2 of your worship liturgy folder. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We come together in confession. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, our God of manna, our God of miracles, our God of mercy. Amen. Drawn by the Holy Spirit's power to Jesus Christ's salvation, and seeking God his Father's abundance, let us confess our sin. Holy Trinity, our provider, at times we do not share your abundance that you grant us. At times we question your ways when they differ from the ways of your world in which we live. At times we fail to accept your ways as righteous. At times we turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in your wisdom. At times we ignore your commandments and teachings in favor of our own ways. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to turn us back to you, your ways and your wisdom. Continue to share with us your holy words of salvation and eternal life, and send us to care for the life of your entire creation, world, and people. Amen. Blessed people of the Holy Trinity, through Jesus Christ, our holy manna from heaven, we are fed and nourished. Through Jesus Christ, our worker of holy miracles, there is always more than enough. Through Jesus Christ, our bread of life, we are granted his salvation and eternal life. And by the Holy Spirit's power, we are sent to be Jesus' manna, miracles, and bread of life for all of God his Father's creation, world, and people. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the day, praying it together. Let us pray. O God, our Father, you grant us eternal and immeasurable love in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to grant us and all of your creation and world all that you deem we need, and continue to grant us salvation and eternal life that comes only through the eternal and immeasurable love of your crucified and risen Son, the same Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. As we pray the prayer for the world, we continue to keep the Western wildfire victims and all those wonderful firefighter responders there in our prayers. Again, in your insert section, if you'd like to make a contribution to Salvation Army, who's on the ground there, they 100% goes to the relief efforts for those victimized and for the first responders. Let us pray. Let us pray for all victims of any forms of violence, terror, human trafficking, and all displaced peoples, all victims of ethnic, racial, gender, sexual, political, and religious discrimination and violence, all victims of natural disasters or human-made disasters, all victims of war, warlike activity, conflict, oppression, and strife, including in Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. Gracious God, our Father of healing and wholeness, through the power of the Holy Spirit, bring relief in every way you see fit for those impacted by natural disasters, human-made disasters, conflicts, persecutions, and wars. Empower all peoples to reach out to those impacted through the healing power of Jesus Christ. God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we admit our human frailties and recognize we live in a fallen creation. Restore us each and every way as you see fit, so that your will is done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. At this time, I'd like to dedicate the school supplies delivered to Lake Weir Middle School. Some will be going this week as well as some more things are purchased. And I will be taking certain items up to the Domestic Violence Center. Who knows, we support them. Again, you have in your information a half-page insert for this dedication today. My thanks to Social Ministry and all of you that provided so much. We have the picture of what was back there at, near the Fellowship Narthex Hall doors. There's one of the pictures of some of the items. There are more than that. I'd say the loaves and the fish abound, wouldn't you? Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we seek God our Father's blessing as we gather with thankfulness to dedicate these school supplies to the glory of God our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All your works glorify you, O Lord, our God, and your faithful servants praise you. Blessed are you, O Lord God, our Father, King of all of your universe. You have made your whole earth after your glory. All your creatures praise you. We lift our voices to join the sounds and songs of your heavens and earth, of things seen and unseen. You stretched out your heavens like a curtain. You divided your day from night. You appointed times and seasons for work and rest, for tearing down and building up. You blessed your people through all generations and guided them in life and death. Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Isaiah and all of your prophets, Saint Mary, Mother of our Lord, Saint Peter, Saint James, Saint John, and all of Jesus' apostles, and all of your saints and witnesses in Jesus' holy Catholic Church of ages past, in whom the Holy Spirit spoke and moved. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and bless us as we dedicate these school supplies to your glory. Bless the school-aged children who receive them, as well as their parents, guardians, and teachers. Grant us faith to know your gracious purpose in all things. Grant us joy in them. And lead us to the building up of your kingdom through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Thanks be to God. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit continue to be with all of these school supplies, all the children who will receive them, the teachers, their families, guardians, etc., and all of us, now and forever. Amen. George will have our gospel today up on the monitors. Carolyn Corpix is our gospel lector today. If you'd like to follow along in your bulletin, you'll find the gospel on page 2 of the lessons and inserts. Financials and lessons insert, that is. Page 2, you'll see the gospel. Everybody say good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. Today's reading is from the Gospel of St. John. 6 chapter 24 to 35. Many of the 5,000 people Jesus fed in the wilderness continue to follow him throughout the countryside. Jesus challenges them to consider the real nature of their quest. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Give Carolyn a big amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Grace Heavenly Father, thank you for guiding us here on this Sabbath morning, a beautiful day to celebrate in this house of worship that we have been named through the Holy Spirit to be Christ Lutheran Church. We're grateful to be embedded with the body of Christ here on the Sabbath, gathering with Christians around the world on days of worship. We're grateful to be healthy enough, in spite of the pandemic, to see the fruits of the Spirit here. We pray that you keep all of us healthy, encourage those who should be vaccinated to get vaccinated with the Holy Spirit's power. Personal choice in this country is still ours, which is true, but we want people to be safe as the Holy Spirit guides each of us. We're blessed this morning, Lord, to have the Holy Scriptures and the stained glass shining in on us, the true light of Christ being at its center. From the Hebrew Old Testament Scriptures all the way through the end of the New Testament, you point us to your Son, Father God. We receive redemption, forgiveness of sin in him, in his righteousness, and his precious body and blood. And yet you send us out into the world each and every Sabbath, conclusion of the day, to continue on in our week, processing out with the good news of salvation in Christ and the good news of his ministries and missions. Some of these things are a little more difficult, like a Nazi flag flying down the road that we need your intervention in. And some of them are very simple, Lord, to buy school supplies. May we continue to do so. It's such a great gift to be invited into this ministry, Father God, for your Son, the bread of life, and to be the bread of life on his behalf for your world. In Christ's holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Great to be with you here this morning. I knocked over a bunch of the cups up here. Altar guilt will be on me. It's great to be with you to continue to study part two of St. John, chapter 6. We had part one last week. We're going to have three more parts, obviously a very important chapter. We are now moving into why this whole chapter is called the Bread of Life section. What a beautiful gospel text that is this morning, isn't it? That Carolyn so eloquently read, where Jesus just point blank says it, I am the bread of life. You need nothing else. Oh, my. If that's all you heard today, if that's all you received, wouldn't you be ecstatic?
Yes.
Comes through that holy Bible over there that's shining through the window. This is great good news. This particular section of this gospel, we got to go back to begin last Sunday with the beginning of it to see why Jesus is telling the people what he's telling them today. And what did he say? Why are you coming to me? I know why you're coming to me. You're coming because you had the fill of the loaves. Come for the eternal things that do not fade or perish. Come to me. I will provide you the earthly things you need. But be excited. Come to me so that you know you're going to be in heaven with my Father and me and the Holy Spirit. They weren't quite getting it yet today. Do you go to places for free food? That's what they were doing. Maybe some of you will come to social ministry this Tuesday at 10 because they're offering lunch. It may sound silly, but that's what they're doing. They couldn't find him, right, today, because he has already crossed the sea back to his ministry base of Capernaum. And they were like, hey, this guy gave us fish and bread. Let's go find him. Well, what happened before in the theology of this gospel is incredibly important for today's teaching about him being the bread of life. Last Sunday, we had two nature miracles, if you recall, or if you were able to be here. The two nature miracles, the first one is feeding the 5,000 plus people, is in all the Gospels, but it's incredibly different in the theology of St. John, what he's teaching. And it's a foundational teaching for why he's teaching what he is today. In all four Gospels, Jesus takes five loaves and two fish and he feeds multiple people, a lot more than 5,000. But only in St. John's Gospel does he challenge us and challenge his apostles differently. In the other three Gospels, he says, when they are trying to shoo off the people, you give them something to eat. He's irritated. And I like it better in St. John's Gospel when he messes with us. He offers up that question. It's really a rhetorical question, in my opinion. Where, Philip? Where are we to get enough bread to feed all these people so they have something to eat And it says he already knew what he was going to do. Don't you like it when Jesus challenges like that? This is incredible theology. Where are we, Christ Lutheran Church, to feed all these people, to take care of all their needs? And St. John attaches it to what happens next with the walking on the water, the second part of the nature miracle. Radically different theology. St. Luke, for some reason, does not record that story, but St. Mark and St. Matthew do. When Jesus walks on the water because the storm is raging and he calms the sea, it says clearly, and he gets into the boat and goes with them to the other side. Not in St. John. This isn't small. This is huge theology. They try to take him into the boat, it says, and immediately they got to the other side. He never got in because it was his will. Boom, it got done. That parlays into, where are we going to get enough bread for all of these people to eat? If it is his will, believe it will get done. That's important theology. Do you believe that? You're sitting in a building that proclaims that to everyone on 15609 Southeast 80th Avenue. And this was built during a pandemic, this piece, because we believed that Jesus wanted us to be together in this place on this 5 acres of land. Amen and hallelujah, the fruits of the Spirit. It took faith to do this. It took believing that Jesus could feed us here and take us into the world, and that he can allow us to do things immediately. Did you know this would come in under cost? Did you know it would happen this fast? Amen and hallelujah. Are you giving thanks every day? When you drive up here, pretty soon there's going to be some grass and some parking bumpers in the parking lot, so your shoes will get less sandy. Ooh! One of the reasons why Jesus provides that for us, because he said, I've watched you, Christ Lutheran Church, and you never took from my people to build this building. I told you we would do both, and you've expanded my missions and ministries in my holy name, being my bread of life. It always can be done. Jesus is teaching that by immediately getting them to the other side of the lake. And he said to us, so where are we going to build my church? And Caesar and Jean Acavone happened to drive down this road and saw a for sale sign. And Jesus says, plant me there. Amen and hallelujah. Please share this story with the world. This isn't patting ourselves on the back. This is incredible good news about how God is the actor and invited us to be part of it. Oh, how blessed we are. Not everyone lived long enough to see the fruits of the Spirit. Some people have moved away and haven't seen the full fruits of the Spirit in person. Do you realize? Because I do. How blessed we are to be here today with another day of life, to be satisfied by Christ in here and sent out into his world. Amen. And hallelujah. Jump around. Get excited. Because things can change. But you'll be able to say, thank you, Lord. I got to see the fruits of the Spirit at a place that's named after you. Christ Lutheran Church. Amen. And hallelujah. Da, 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 da. There's something else about Jesus' theology today. It's just as important. In Jesus' day, to say this statement is blasphemy. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever comes to me will never be thirsty. He's already told us in verse 27. Don't fulfill your life with earthly things, golf, cars, clothing, jewelry, cruises, the list goes on and on, at the expense of what's important, eternal life. This is exciting. And he says, you know what? I'll allow you to do those things too and get the mission and ministries done. But in chapter 5 that I preached on last week as well, he was very clear about what is already happening in this theology of this gospel. He healed a man on the Sabbath. Pick up your mat. 38 years sick. Pick up your mat and go on your way. The Pharisees are furious about that healing on the Sabbath. And then in confronting him, he says, which I love, and he quotes today as well in a way, my father has work for me to do. He never stops working and neither will I. And if you recall in chapter 5, it says, immediately they began plotting to kill him. Did you notice he references his father again today. He sunk himself for us. And he will not ever back down. He knows he's the bread of life. And he knows it's going to cost him his life so that we have the eternal life in him. My heavens, those words had to have been agonizing for him. How he must grieve when we chase after material possessions. My children, I hung on this cross for you. Too many people in my world are only consumed with consuming stuff and missing the joy of helping my people. Come with me, Jesus says. Where are we to get the job done? Where are we to be the bread of life and the cup of salvation for my people? Oh, my heavens, this is exciting. Who am I to be invited into this? Jesus says, Dave, come along. Jack, that's what happens when you sit up front. Come along. Jesus said to us, and has been doing it for years, where are we to take care of my Lake Weir Middle School? This is nothing other than miraculous. There are more than 1,000 kids in that school, and 80% of them live below the poverty line. And in spite of building this place, we've increased what we do for them. Because Jesus says, I'm sending you. The teachers know. The new principal, Cindy, was very excited. Apparently she wears real high stilettos. I heard that was... They were wondering how she's going to manage that during the school year. She had never met us before. Barb Lefevre and Cindy, our social ministry chair, took everything over there. She was quite excited, wasn't she? She couldn't believe what was there. And it's been there every year. Last year we gave enough supplies so that the Rock, which is where the kids can get things in the school, never had to buy any supplies. There was enough for the entire school year. And while they were there, they found out that this year they're bringing backpacks back. Can you get us some backpacks? And for once, I wasn't there. And you know what Cindy and Barbara said? Absolutely. Michelle's already ordered them online. Guess what? Jesus presented us with the need and said, have joy in filling it. The answer is yes. Someday, if I drive down that road, I hope I see one of the kids carrying one of those backpacks. It's not patting ourselves on the back. I will be so happy to know that kid wouldn't have had one otherwise. Amen and hallelujah. That is the bread of life. Come on, kids. Some of you can make it. Okay, you have broken homes. You're living in poverty. Don't give up. Jesus cares about you because look at the people you're probably never going to meet who care about you. Amen and hallelujah. And then, by the way, the domestic violence center said, hey, can you get us some school supplies? And I didn't say it this time either. Michelle did. Yes. Fish and loaves. By my count, not only the picture that George had up there, everything you purchased, $850 was given to buy school supplies. So when Cindy and Barb in the office heard of requests, we simply said, absolutely, the answer is yes. That is the fish in the loaves, bread of life. How excited must those kids be in the domestic violence center? They've been uprooted, terrorized in their home life, trying to make a new life. The school bus picks them up right there. But they'll have everything they need. Oh, amen and hallelujah. It's fighting against evil and the evil of poverty. This is exciting. No one ever gets excited about this stuff. When someone says to you, oh my gosh, children these days say, but we're doing something. Why don't you join us in doing something? Jesus was in action. The gospel isn't passive. It's active. And he commands us and says, I will get you there. Look at the building. And we say, yeah, ooh, exciting. Something else happened this week. I volunteered you for something. Imagine that. But I volunteered you for something a long time ago. It's called Bass, and it has nothing to do with fishing. Bellevue Area Social Services St. Teresa's Roman Catholic Church, part of it. St. Paul's up there in Bellevue. Hires Baxley. Provided a really good breakfast, I understand, Cindy Kelly. We've never been able to go. They didn't have us looped in. They had us me looped in, and then I had a doctor's appointment Tuesday. So Cindy went. By the way, Cindy told me they know about us. I wonder how. Cindy was able to tell them about what's going on at Lake Weir Middle School, which they did not know about things like the rock. Christians united are certainly better than Christians divided, and I will always invite us into the unity of the gospel. I do not get into theological differences about this table or anything else. The gospel's in action. Heck yeah! You had a great meeting with him, didn't you? And you know we support St. Teresa's, right? Food ministry. St. Teresa's, I understand Father Tom and I should have come from the same cloning basket, the way he thinks. I've met Father Tom. I've been hearing a lot of things in the news and from people. I am so sick and tired of these unemployment benefits and these checks, because look at all this stuff. People won't go back to work. That's not always the truth. That's what you hear. This is the truth. The couple who wouldn't quit from St. Teresa's. A couple walked daily from Ocklawaha, if you know where that is, to Bellevue. Ocklawaha is where Gator Joe's is on the lake that I used to hang out at. So that the woman could work her evening shift at a fast food restaurant in Bellevue. The man waited with her throughout her shift so she would not have to walk back alone in the dark. Eventually, he was hired by the same restaurant. The two struggled and finally saved enough money to afford a trailer in Bellevue. Then they applied to our social services ministry for funds to turn on the electricity through our benevolence fund, comprised of donations from individuals. And they were provided bedding and household items at our thrift store. Aha! And groceries from our food pantry. So they had food, and we've been supporting them for years. They never gave up on each other and are doing well now with a lot of help from friends who care. They believe the same thing we do. We do not give a hand out. We give a hand up. That's the gospel. That's where it's alive. Share that people are wanting to work and some are having trouble getting there. There's another story in here about someone who donated a car to St. Teresa's. His wife died from cancer. That very day, immediately, they had a woman who was battling cancer who couldn't get the chance for treatment. Immediately, she had a car so she could transport herself and her kids up to Gainesville. And you know what the good news is? In spite of his wife's death from cancer, that woman is now cancer-free. Immediately, that donation became immediately someone's salvation on behalf of the gospel. Amen and hallelujah. This is the stuff that doesn't make the news. Talk about it. Shout to the Lord. One of my soulmates up there, I know you can't see his picture, but that's Jack. He's the director of social services. When I said to Jack a long time ago, hey, I got these faith over fear signs. Do you want one? Absolutely. Everybody during the pandemic who walked up there to get hot meals, the sign is right there when you go up the sidewalk. It's still there. Aren't you glad? Kay knows it's there too, right? Kay cooks. When you see someone who's panhandling, remember this story. This week, not so uncommon from other weeks, saw a new homeless person sleeping on our campus each morning. When approached, they said they don't know why they came here exactly. They saw the church, and they seemed to know this was a place of refuge. Amen and hallelujah. That's the gospel. The bread of life is right there on 301 called St. Teresa's Roman Catholic Church. In approaching them in the morning, we offer them coffee and something to eat. As our guests, they always use that word. They don't look at them as homeless, down and out, addicted, whatever it is, guests in the kingdom of heaven. That is incredible theology. As our guests, we tell them they can come for an outstanding hot lunch. We always follow it up with an interview to determine if they need clothing, shoes. Very often the case, since they've been doing a lot of walking. Tony and Sue have been taking shoes to Interfaith up in Ocala for years, particularly men's shoes. Backpacks and food for the road. There's that food word again. Every one of them has been accepting of our hospitality, and they've expressed their appreciation. As the day proceeds, we will offer them the opportunity to tell their story. Some want to, others wish to keep it inside of them, and that's okay. All too often, individuals feel very alone. Even when they have family, they've been troubled for so long that family members have lost patience, no longer know how to help, and are unresponsive. No one wants to be alone in this world. They fear being invisible, with individuals ignoring them or looking past them. We try our best to spend sincere time in listening, making our guests feel worthwhile and respected, one person at a time. The next time you see somebody out, if you have the opportunity, go and talk to them. Maybe they need to share something. You know, we have those need food, need help cards. You don't have to give them cash. You know what it must feel like for somebody who doesn't want to be on the street? That somebody doesn't look at them as invisible, but looks at them as a child of God and wants to offer them the bread of life. Oh, my goodness. And it's that simple, saying, how are you today? Can I pray for you? Can I get you a cold drink? I've got these cards that say, need help. One of them is St. Teresa's. Actually, it's not. One of them is First Call for Help United Way, St. Mark's, and Love, Inc. Nobody seems excited about that but me. I have those trucks in my cup, or cards in my truck and card holder. I do my best not to look past these folks, but to treat them as children of God. And someday ask yourself, you know, that could have been just as easily been me. It could have just as easily been me. Did Jesus ever walk past anybody? Aren't you glad he doesn't walk past us? Because if he does, we'll never see the kingdom of heaven. There's been some news out of Iraq. You know, this in all the prayer for the world. Very contentious place right now. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the Taliban and the Afghan government. Can you believe we are at war there 20 years? Do you know we've been praying for them for 20 years and continue to? Some good news by the Holy Spirit came out, which didn't make much news. The Taliban has agreed in concession to allow women and children to remain in school. That came out of the conflict. They're just asking what they wear, a head covering. There's some things that need to be ironed out. We pray for the people of Afghanistan that they can finally, after all these years and the war with Russia, live at peace. But Jesus sent us something. Do you know a lot of immigrants come to this state through Tampa? Do you know a lot of immigrants come to this country through Tampa? Lutheran immigration and refugee response, LIRS. Next week in your bulletin, if you want to make a gift, here's something they're doing for Afghanistan. For people who saved U.S. soldiers and coalition soldiers' lives for 20 years. More than 18,000 Afghans who served alongside U.S. armed forces face a severe backlog in processing of their special immigration visas, which would allow them to relocate safely in the United States. While they are waiting, processing in flights, our Afghan allies and their families are in grave danger and at risk of retaliatory attacks from the Taliban. They are considered enemies of the Taliban, regardless of peace process. In the past several weeks, LRRS has seen an unprecedented number of SIV walk-in clients, those who have received their visas and have traveled to the United States on their own instead of prearranged flights. When our Afghan allies and their families arrive, they often have little more than the clothes on their back. Many have no money, nowhere to stay, and nothing to eat. With your support, we can't help. Jesus says to me and to all of us, where are we going to help and find the resources for these wonderful people who protected lives in combat areas in a place called Afghanistan? Oh, here we are, Lord. This is exciting. No one gets excited. Jesus doesn't need us to do any of this. He says, I invite you in. And always reach out. We're so blessed that we can have these back in the chairs with you. Do you know this is the bread of life? This is the gospel. Do you know how many people these have helped over the years? Diane's holding one right now. She looks rather cuddly with it over there, doesn't she? That's why they're there. That is doing something for Jesus. And we got to thank you from one of our brothers in Christ, who I know very well, who I deeply admire as a minister in the gospel, who at times I have traded war stories with. He warned me one time. He said, you know, you're probably going to have people leave after you get done building. I said, really? He goes, yeah, some people just get mad. Well, it's not really what we wanted. And they go somewhere else. And we finished our building. We had 100 people leave. I started laughing. We haven't had that many leave, but we've had some. This is a much bigger congregation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for blessing me with a loving and lovable bear to encourage my recovery even faster from surgery. Praise God for his healing and for the bond of love we share in him, in Christ, Pastor Bob Perry, the Villages Baptist Church. Amen and hallelujah. He knows about us, and he knows we offer the bread of life, and he knows that he was on our prayer list, and he knows he's got a huge church praying for him. And he still took time to say thank you for caring. Because the gospel is a battlefield. It's battled at his parish. It's battled here. Jesus simply says to us, come to me for the things that are eternal. Come to me, your bread of life. And then go with me to be the bread of life and cup of salvation for others. He's never going to force us. He just says, my children, where are we going to make my world a better place today? Here we are, Lord. Amen and hallelujah. Everybody get excited about that. I'll volunteer you for more things. Thanks be to God. Amen. You'll find the communion liturgy on pages 3 and 4 of your worship folder this morning. Aren't we blessed that on the night in which he was betrayed, he offered his bread of life and cup of salvation to his 11 remaining apostles who knew nothing about what he was doing. And immediately, Holy Communion started being celebrated after his resurrection. That can't happen without the power of the Holy Spirit. Or this would have been lost forever. And the devil hates this table. And we celebrate it, don't we? Because this is victory over him and death and evil itself. Oh, amen. And hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're in a church that celebrates this every Sunday? Aren't you glad you get to come to the altar? Aren't you glad the kneelers are going to be done soon? A lot of good news today. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Great love you sent to us, Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body. It is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, our Lord Jesus took the cup. After giving thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out the Holy Spirit, that by this holy communion we may know the unity we share with all your people in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Come to the banquet of the bread of life and cup of salvation, for all is now ready. Thanks be to God. Amen. They love all the attention. Jesus likes persistence. Amen is right. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continue to strengthen us and keep us in His grace and the power of the healing Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. We pray the final blessing together. You'll find it on page 4 of your worship folder in the backside about midway through. Let us pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Good way to get excited about the missions and ministry fields. Continue to bring Christ, the bread of life and cup of salvation, to all people today and every day. Go in peace with the power of the Holy Spirit. Continue to share Jesus' gospel good news. We will, with thanks to God. Amen. If you haven't picked up your messenger, they're on the white table in the fellowship hall. Lots of coffee and goodies. Have a fabulous week.